Well, hey everybody, welcome to episode 334 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75 plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny boys basketball tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with the Hawks' leading scorer. But right now, my first guest is the head coach of the team, and he has guided the Hawks to an 8-6 record, including a 6-5 mark in the CIML Conference. He is Brant Carlson. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks again, Brant.
Hey, you bet. Well, your team has had some ups and downs this year, but you're coming off a stretch here where you've won four of your last five games. After posting a 72-51 win over then number 8 Linmar Marion last Friday, your team moved into the Class 4A rankings from the IHSAA for the first time this season at the number 10 spot on Monday. And then later that night, you guys won a hard-fought battle at Southeast Polk, 54-53, and that avenged a 15-point loss in mid-December. So I know there's still a lot of work to do, but you know, you've put yourself in a pretty good spot, haven't you?
Feels good, yeah, definitely. And just a tribute to the conference and our state, just how difficult games are, and just kind of working through the season. So it's like, you know, it's always nice to be ranked, but at the same time, it's the same people that didn't rank you earlier. So, you know, you just take it for what it is and enjoy where you're at, but hopefully continue to get better and just use these basically last seven games to kind of prepare for postseason.
Well, I was over there at Southeast Polk for the game on Monday, so let's talk about that one for a minute. The Rams had not only defeated you earlier this season, but they also had won the second meeting of last season at Ankeny, and that was a stunning 74-36 victory. So, you know, they really dominated the last two matchups. Did you even have to say much to the guys about this matchup, or do you think they were pretty motivated on their own?
I think their motivation was there for sure. I just think a lot of times for any high school team, it's just kind of detail stuff and things that you got to be prepared for. We've talked a lot about just concentration and just staying a little bit more mature, I think, in different moments. And we had a lot of challenges this game as well, being down in third and some just interesting things that happened to us, some physical stuff that we saw on camera later that were just like, wow, we really were lucky there. So, you know, guys were healthy through it and mentally tough, and it was a good finish for us.
Well, yeah, you guys jumped out to an early 8-0 lead and held Southeast Polk scoreless for nearly 6 minutes. But the Rams battled back. They took a 27-22 lead at halftime, and they still held a 42-39 advantage after three quarters. That's when your team got a huge lift from two of your senior reserves, Kel Roush and Carson Bright. They each hit a pair of three-pointers in the final period. Your team went on a 14-5 run to take the lead for good. What can you say about the performance of those two guys?
It was big. I mean, just being in the moment, I think a lot of those guys were open, you know, early in the game and things like that, but we either weren't finding them or they weren't hitting their shots. So I think, again, for these guys, it's all about just staying in that moment and just focusing on some fundamental things and not being in a hurry. And we talked about it all the time. We need everybody. And that was a game that definitely proved that.
Well, I thought your team did a nice job defensively against Southeast Polk sophomore Joshua Charlton. He had scored 26 points and grabbed 11 rebounds in the first meeting. The other night, he finished with 13 points and 6 rebounds. But he went just 4 of 13 from the field, and 6 of those points, you know, came late after you guys had already taken the lead. I thought your sophomore Keon Ford did a nice job on him throughout the game, and so did the other guys that took their turns.
Definitely, and it was a big emphasis, I thought, just to be tough and not let him touch the ball as much. And then it was just trying to navigate him once he does catch the ball, and he's so athletic and very kind of unique in how he moves, and just trying to, you know, again, be there, make his shots tough, and they did that. And I think that was huge late, and just to kind of wear him out a little bit and just wear their whole team out and just try to be tougher and as consistent as we could be, and it worked out.
Let's talk about your upcoming schedule now. You guys will travel to Dallin Catholic on Friday. You'll face the number 4 Maroons, and that'll be the first of two meetings in a span of 2 weeks, because you guys will also host the Maroons in your regular season finale on February 19th. The Maroons are 14-2 on the season. They're still mathematically alive in the race for the conference title, so they've obviously got a lot to play for. I saw them post about a 20-point win over Ankeny Centennial last week, and I was really impressed with them. Their 6'10" center, Charlie Crane, had 23 points in that game. They also have a 6'8" junior, Alfred Coley, who had, you know, some dunks in that one. So their size is definitely going to cause some problems for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Luckily, we've played some teams with size, and, you know, it hasn't affected us as much, but this team's different in the sense that they just have a unique physicality with their bigs, but also their guards as well and their wing players. and they're very confident, and they beat some really good teams this year by a large margin. And so, you know, they're a scary team from that perspective, and we have a lot of respect for them and just looking forward to the challenge.
Well, Friday's games, you'll have to turn right around and play Cedar Rapids Kennedy on Saturday at Waukee. And that's a team that is 9-6, and they just defeated the same Linmar squad that you guys beat. Next week, your team, you know, has a gauntlet coming up with three tough games in 4 days, and that begins with a trip to number two, Waukee Northwest, on Tuesday. The Wolves are going to be trying to wrap up the conference title, and then you'll play at Urbandale on February 12th before hosting Johnston the next night. And both of those teams are playing well and right there with you in the conference race. You know, you got your work cut out for you, don't you?
For sure. And we've talked a lot about it, just, you know, the way our conference works and the way the scheduling works and kind of running to the tournament. You know, it's games are going to be hard, no matter how you do it, and less practice time. And that's why throughout this last week, we had a nice 10-day break, and we were able to kind of work on things, I think, that are going to prepare us well for that run. Now, physically and mentally, can we stay sharp and just, again, be tough in it? I think athletics is a fun opportunity to really challenge yourself in that way. And just looking forward to seeing how our guys work through it, and just looking forward to the experience.
I'm sure you guys want to finish as high as you can in the conference, but right now it looks like maybe fourth place is your ceiling. You know, so is the more important thing right now just to win as many games as you can to put yourself in the best position possible, you know, as far as the sub-state seedings and brackets go?
I think ultimately for us, it's about just continue to improve and get better and let that whole process play out. You know, I want our guys to feel, you know, what does a three-game run feel like? What does a two-game run feel like? Like state tournament, as you know, it's a lot, historically, there's a lot of back-to-back games. I know they've kind of navigated and changed the schedule a little bit. But, you know, for us in 2020 and those other 2 years, you got to play three in a row to win it all. So it's like, you know, at some point you're going to have to feel that. So that's what we try to use these games for more than anything else. Absolutely want to win and do the best that we can to get the highest seed possible as well. So it's a combination of all that. But at the end of the day, I just want our guys to continue to get better, continue to come together and support each other well, and just go for it.
Now, do you know when those brackets come out? Will it be the final week of the regular season?
I always thought it was the last week of the regular season or the Friday before that, typically. They used to do it, if you remember, so early February, and then you'd play another 3 weeks of games. And so they've extended that out now, and that's very helpful, you know, and also stressful too, just trying to work through all that. But, you know, that'll take care of itself. You know, we just got to take care of tomorrow's practice and then just keep working into every day and try to keep enjoying this journey here.
Well, based on where you're ranked right now, you'd obviously get to host a sub-state semifinal if the pairings, you know, were determined today. Mm-hmm. And you'd probably be placed in the same bracket with maybe one of those teams that's ranked in that 6-8 range. You know, that could be like Ames or Des Moines Roosevelt. Is that sure. Kind of how you see it right now?
That's how we see it today. But as you know, last couple weeks, it could change, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's always exciting. I mean, for us, I mean, there's a lot of people that say, well, you certainly don't want to play this team or that team. But at some point, you got to beat them all, you know, if you're trying to make a run at the whole thing. So it's like, you just take who comes to you and just be prepared for that moment. But as of right today, if it was today, absolutely, we would love our matchup.
Well, Brian, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you about a few of your individual players that we haven't already talked about. The guy that's sitting here with us tonight, and I'll be talking to him in a few minutes. He leads your team in scoring at 18.5 points a game. He also leads the squad in assists and steals, and he surpassed the 1,000-point career mark on Friday when he scored 23 points in the win over Linmar. You know, what can you say about Rio Aguirre and what he has meant to your program over the last 3 years?
Well, it's been awesome to see him grow up and grow into a leader and a guy that is fun to play with. I think coaching-wise, you know, we're dealing with young people that have good days and bad days, like we all do, and just trying to get them to see through some of those struggles and be positive through it all. And I think he's done that and really faced a lot of challenges that some of our previous, if you will, best players have not faced, you know, as he's gone against double teams and a lot of attention, you know, and sometimes playing with teammates that are still growing in their productivity and things like that. And he's been patient through that process too. So really love our team and love how he's leading and how he's building his teammates up and really utilizing them well. Especially I go back to second half of Southeast Polk, his willingness to pass the ball, screen and trust that it's going to come back to him. That's a huge development for our team as we keep moving forward. And I think he's, if he's not the best one, he's obviously one of the best ones we've ever had here. So we're really happy and want to keep enjoying every day with him.
And your team's second leading scorer is junior Jasani Campbell. He's averaging 15.6 points, and he's shooting 50% from the field. You know, his game has really developed over the last year. And can you see him easily sliding into Rio's role, you know, as the lead guy next year after Rio departs?
Well, you'd think normally that'd be the the transformation for him. And I think as he's really worked on his personal skills and talking and communicating and things like that, that's been a fun growth to see, and just enjoying his experience more. And I really hope he will go to that next phase. You know, it's not easy though. I think Rhea would tell you, and Carson Johnson would tell you, and Drew Mashoff would tell you, and Braxton, but it's not easy being that person. It's very stressful. And so we'll have a lot of conversations with him about that. It's like, it looks like fun, but I tell you what, it's a hard deal. So I think he'll be prepared for that when it comes, but his game is definitely transformed. His physical body's transformed, and his work ethic is just outstanding. And he's never really had a bad practice. 2 years for us, he just never had a bad practice. He worked really hard. So I'm looking forward to it.
Well, also wanted to ask you about your senior center, Max Allison. He recently committed to play for Central College. And I had Central's coach, Connor Reardon, on the podcast last week. And I see he attended Monday's game to watch Max play. I know Connor was part of your coaching staff back in the 2020-21 season. So you obviously know him pretty well. Do you think that'll be a good fit for Max?
Well, I think it'd be wonderful. First of all, just because the culture at Central is great. The campus, this community is awesome. Connor's really going to develop a wonderful program there. And just accepting all the guys. I think that's a huge factor going to college these days. Sometimes with all this NIL and money and all these different things, you miss out on the experience of being around good people. And I think Central's a great place for Max, and we're really happy for him and the work he's put in, the patience he's had waiting for his body to transform and all that. So I think it's been really fun to follow his career.
When you mentioned Carson Johnson there a minute ago, I did want to ask you about him as well. He's really been tearing it up at the University of Denver in his first season at the D1 level. He's averaging better than 19 points a game while leading his team to a 10-14 record. I'm hoping to catch his game at Omaha a week from Sunday, but he's obviously, you know, shown that he can not only play at this level, but thrive at it. Yeah. Are you surprised at all at this point by anything that he's accomplished?
I wouldn't say surprised, just really happy for him. I mean, a guy like him that has put so much time in, and then when you watch him play, it seems to me he does the exact same moves he's always done, and he just does it at a higher level. And so it's amazing to watch. And we, you know, us coaches talk a lot about it. It's going to be fascinating to see how his career continues to move forward, not through college, but maybe beyond. And it's going to be fun to see.
And I know he's loyal to that coach that he followed from Morehead, but I've seen some people speculate online that with the numbers that he puts up in Denver, that I'm sure he's going to have bigger schools saying, hey, you want to come here?
For sure. He's going to have a lot of opportunity, but you're right. He's one of the most loyal players I've ever been around. And he spoke very highly of his coach. And I think it's going to take something quite extraordinary to get him to move, for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, Brant, thanks a lot for coming then. I appreciate it. And I'll see you at the game on Friday.
Sounds great. Thanks, Dan.
Yep. All right, listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. Well, my other guest tonight is a senior guard for the Hawks, and he leads the squad in scoring at 18.5 points a game. He also averages a team-high 3.9 assists and 1.2 steals. He also leads the Hawks with 34 three-point goals while shooting 41.5% from behind the arc. He is Rio Aguirre. Rio, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Well, hey, congratulations on surpassing the 1,000-point career mark during the win over Linmar. I know you told me afterwards that it had been a goal of yours for a long time. So when you were a sophomore and you scored 332 points that season, you know, is that when you realized that you could potentially get to that milestone?
Yeah, I did. I think when I really realized it, too, was once I started tearing it up junior year. After sophomore year, I was very confident in myself, but I didn't know how much I would score my junior year. But once I got to around 700 last year, I knew that I could have another year like last year and get there.
Well, Coach told me that you often look at your all-time board and have wanted to surpass, you know, some of those guys. And I know the all-time record of 1,899 points that was set by Ray Fontana like 60 years ago is out of reach. But, you know, are there some other guys on the board that you think you can still pass by the end of the season?
The only one I've seen is Carson's. I know I like to test myself to him a lot, but I don't think I'll reach it this year. It's just, I mean, I only had 3 years to do it. So I wish I would have had a fourth to try and get a little bit higher on that board. But I'm proud of myself with what I have, and I'm not so much worried about trying to break my own personal records anymore. I'm really just trying to get ready for state and try and make a deep run to make some good memories.
Well, that win over Linmar was your team's first over a ranked opponent this season. How badly did you guys need that win, and what do you think it will do for the team's confidence going forward?
It was a good win for us. It definitely gave us a lot of confidence. I think we played them in fall league too, so we really came to that game knowing, you know, their rank was what it was, but we knew we could beat them. We knew that we could go compete, and we know we can compete with any of these teams, so that's just what it is every game. I think we can do that on any night, So we weren't really surprised, but we were proud of ourselves.
Well, your team did move into the Class 4A rankings after that game. And I don't know how closely you followed the rankings, but were you surprised at all by that, or did you think it might happen?
I was a little bit surprised just based on our record, because you look at the other teams on there, they're 13-2, 14-1, and then you see us at the bottom at 7-6. So that was pretty funny. But I'm not surprised. I think we're a top 10 team. I think we're one of the best in the state. So, I mean, it's just we're finally getting some recognition, I think.
Well, certainly a testament to your guys' schedule. I mean, you've probably played as tough a schedule as anybody's.
Yeah.
Well, you got a lot of help from your teammates in that game. Jasani Campbell tied his career high with 22 points. And as I discussed with Coach, he's having a tremendous junior season. I had him on the podcast a few weeks ago, and he talked about what it's been like to play alongside you and the things that, you know, he's learned from you. What can you say about his development this season and the ways that he's grown on and off the court?
He's just growing up a lot, I think. He's becoming a lot more mature on the court, and he's really learning. We're learning really well how to play alongside each other. We're learning when I'm going, we need to let me go and really get going. And then when I'm not going as well, that's when he starts to take over the game. And I think it works really well. We both end up scoring a lot of points usually every game. And it's a big pressure off me a lot of time when I can just kind of give him the ball and he can just go get a bucket whenever.
Well, then you guys followed up that win with a 54-53 victory at Southeast Polk on Monday. You know, it was not a pretty game by any means, but you guys were able to find a way to come out on top. We discussed with Coach about how the Rams had really dominated the last two games on your home court. So I imagine you guys are pretty, you know, fired up going into that one, weren't you?
Yeah, we were fired up. We knew it would be a dogfight, too. We always talk about how no game in our league is ever going to be just a blowout easy game for us. So we knew going in that it was going to be a battle, and that's just what we prepared for.
Well, two of your fellow seniors came off the bench and sparked the team's rally in the fourth quarter. You know, like I talked with Coach, that's when Kale and Carson each hit a pair of three-pointers. I know you have a lot of confidence in all of your teammates, and that's why you lead the team in assists. But, you know, it's not easy for a guy who hasn't scored all night to hit a big shot when you guys, you know, really needed it. What can you say about the way those two guys stepped up?
It was huge. I was super proud of them. I just think that that's just more that we need to keep seeing from them. Like, it's just that's their time. When it's your time to show up, that's when you have to show up. So super proud of them. They both shoot a lot at practice. They put in a bunch of time. So, and they always have put in a lot of time since being in the program. So it didn't come as a surprise that they could be a big player in those moments, but it was definitely good for us.
Let's talk about your upcoming schedule now that we talked about with Coach. You guys will travel to Dowling on Friday for the first of the two matchups against the Maroons. You know, what problems are they going to present for you guys?
I think a size problem. I think that kind of every game, that's a problem when they have two really skilled bigs, and they have a lot of those good off guards too. I mean, when any team has five guys that can go, it really makes it difficult for you, but we're not totally worried about that. We're just worried about ourselves. We just make sure that we're doing our things right and that the game will play out how it plays out.
Well, Ankeny has won the last four meetings at Dowling, and you've played a big part in the last two of those. 2 years ago, you guys won over there 79-77, and that was an entertaining game with 17 lead changes. I certainly remember that one. And then last year, your team went over there and had one of its best wins of the season, 63-48 over a team that was ranked in the top 10 at the time. So do those games give you confidence that maybe you guys can go over there and do it again?
Yeah, it definitely gives us confidence. I think every year is different, though, so that we just look at it one game at a time, you know, take our scouts seriously, watch our film, and just go into each and every game with a new mindset. We don't try and linger on if we lost the last game or not, or if we beat them the last time. We just, every game's different.
Well, then on Saturday, you guys will play Cedar Rapids Kennedy over there at Waukee. And I imagine your team is spending most of the week preparing for Dowling, but Kennedy is the team that knocked you off in the semifinals of the Class 4A state tournament 2 years ago. Do you know much about their team? I don't think they have too many guys left over from that team, do they?
Yeah, we know a little bit about their team. We went and played them in a scrimmage, so we've gotten a good look at how they play. And I mean, we just know how Kennedy plays. They play the same place every year, that run and jump stuff. So we got to be prepared for it, but we've seen them before, like earlier this season with our team we have now. So it was good to play them.
And then in the final 2 weeks, you guys will have several more tough games, including those trips to Northwest and Urbandale and games at home versus Johnston and Dowling, as well as a non-conference game against a DCG team that knocked you out of the postseason last year. So 7 games left and 3 of them against ranked opponents. You know, if you guys could go 5-2 the rest of the way to close out the regular season and knock off one of those ranked teams, you know, would you be pretty happy with that? Would you consider that a success?
Yeah, I'd be happy with that. I think that we just want to take it one game at a time. I don't see why there's no reason we couldn't even go 7-0. I think it's just every game is one at a time. You know, they have these good players. They're high rank and they're for a reason. They're really good teams, but we just have to stay together and not look too far in the future. I think we just want to take it one game at a time and really just work to play our best that game.
Well, Rio, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you a couple other questions. That was a nice feature story that the Des Moines Register did on you and your sister Allie, who's a freshman on the Ankeny girls team. They've certainly, you know, put themselves in a good position to earn our number one regional seed and appear to have a good chance to go to state. Have you been impressed with what she's been able to accomplish this season?
I've been super impressed with her. I think being a freshman on varsity, I never got to experience it personally, but it's a lot of pressure, especially playing around four seniors. I think I had some of that when I was a sophomore. It wasn't the same as being a freshman, but I lived as a sophomore. sophomore, you feel a lot of pressure being the young guy out there. Like, you know, if you're out there because you're good enough to be out there. I said that before, I think, on the article, but she's out there because she's good enough to be in that. She really can compete with them. But that, you know, if from an outside look, if she's not playing well, it's like, well, why is that freshman out there? Why isn't an older girl out there? So it's a big testament to her that, you know, she's kept level-headed. She's really just put her head down and worked hard for it. And I'm proud of her.
When you were a sophomore, of course, you had your brother to kind of help you with the transition. And now your sister's got your dad on the sidelines there to help out. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, I asked Coach about one of your former teammates, Carson Johnson. You know, I'm sure you followed his collegiate career as well. And like Carson, you'll be starting your college career at the D2 level as you've committed to play for Sioux Falls, which is a member of the same conference that Carson played in at Moorhead. I see Sioux Falls currently has a 12-10 record. Have you been able to make any games up there yet this season?
I haven't made any games, but I've watched a lot of them on my phone. I've kept up with their stats. I like to look at their box scores after every game and what guys played well and all that stuff. So I've been keeping up.
Well, I see that their three leading scorers are freshmen and two sophomores. So do you feel like the program has a pretty bright future ahead of it? And do you feel like, you know, there's a good opportunity for you to come in and contribute right away?
Definitely. I think that they have Coach Johnson is only going to recruit good guys and really good people. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a great future ahead and great culture ahead, because that's just what they want to build there. And yeah, I always have confidence in myself to go into wherever I'm going to go into and just make an impact.
All right, Rio, thanks a lot for coming in tonight. I appreciate it. Good luck the rest of the way, and I'll see you Friday night.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. At Legacy Realty, we combine the best of both worlds, the local expertise of over 75 agents in the Ankeny Metro, with the innovative power of LPT Realty, one of the fastest growing nationwide brokerages. Our agents have the flexibility to tailor their services to meet your needs, and they are equipped with advanced marketing strategies to help you achieve your goals. Looking to buy or sell? Our local agents know the Ankeny market inside and out, and they're here to guide you through every step of the process. Whether you're moving across town or across the country, we have the resources to help you succeed. Legacy Realty of Iowa. Local expertise, national strength, your real estate advantage. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Boys basketball coach Brant Carlson and senior guard Rio Aguirre. I appreciate the time from both of those gentlemen. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.